Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, Woody, I got to share a story here before we jump into 7 o'clock hour. The tennis courts, has to do with the tennis courts.
Oh, boy.
So you remember the guy told you his toupee piece?
Yes, I do.
On a windy day. And yeah. I was getting ready to play with the guy next to him on a court next. And we were watching. We were stretching and, you know, just yapping a little bit before we played. And this guy went back on a shot in the wind, and the thing flipped straight up in the air. And it just stayed on the back side. And, hey, man, you know, we all do stuff. Some guys color their hair. Some still getting the old toupees, and they look a lot better. A lot of them are getting, you know, hair transplant stuff done, and it's fine, man. We're all trying to buy time and look the best we can. So this guy goes back in his 60s, 70s, whatever, goes back on a shot, and that thing flips up. I told you about this before, Woody. It flips up in the air, and I see him go to grab it with one hand, and he kind of forgets about the shot, and he looks to see if anybody notices. And I made a comment, great catch. Like, you caught it. And so the guy with him kind of laughed, but kind of had that look of like, oh, boy, that's not going to go over real big. So the guy came over. It was a game, so they were done with that game, and he came over, and the guy was pissed about the comment. And he tells his partner, he goes, I got to go. I'll be right back. I'm going to go to the bathroom. And he wasn't going to the bathroom. He's going to adjust his piece on his hair, which I don't care about, man. And I probably shouldn't have made that comment. Nice catch. Guy I was playing with didn't laugh until he left. And then he was like, dude, I can't believe you said that, but that was funny. You know, so now I see the guy yesterday, and he's still salty. We happened to be playing next to each other, so I said to him, I said, hey, I could tell. I talked to him, hey, guys, what's up? How you doing? So the one guy didn't say anything to him. I said, hey, man, you're not still salty about that little comment I made months ago to you. He goes, yeah, actually, I don't think you have any class at all. I think it was Bush League, which I said, hey, man, the thing – almost jumped off your head. You caught it. I said, great catch. I didn't mean anything about it. I thought you might get a chuckle out of it. It's just a bunch of guys out here. It wasn't, you know, your wife or girlfriend out here, you know, making fun about this thing. You know, I don't know much about them. I've been lucky with my hair. And the guy was a real D-bag about this. So, I said, well, hey, man, I'm sorry if it, you know, it's the right thing to do. I'm not going to sit, and this guy's going to sit. And he didn't say anything. He just went out and started playing. And so now I'm watching him, you know, they're warming up, and he makes another comment. He goes, oh, you're waiting to see if it goes up again today? It's not. I'm sitting here like with a grown-ass man talking about a crappy toupee that he's got on his head. I went, wow. This could only happen to me over a comment I made. Woody, you think the comment I made, great catch? All I said was great catch. The guy's running.
Well, I think it's
the
like
wind's blowing.
Else.
The thing goes up, and yeah, he grabs it before it takes off.
Very sensitive about it. I'd be, you know, if I had to have a two-pack, I would be sensitive.
Well,
about
listen,
it.
If it would hit the ground and he didn't catch it, I'd go kill it. It's alive.
I'm sure,
I would have had some fun with it.
I'm sure you would have, but
I don't know, man. I'm around guys that like.
I mean, obviously, nobody wants to have that, right? I mean, it's not a rough way to live. You're hiding the secret of your baldness, right?
But you're not. Everybody
well,
knows
until that
when
thing
you,
fell off, he was.
Everybody knows. Sometimes guys put a, it can be a bad one. And at least put a damn hat on or something with it then. Then you don't have to worry about the wind grabbing that bad boy. You're going back on a shot and that little wind comes in and whoop, that thing goes up. Anyway.
Someone said it almost jumped off his head laughing his ass off.
It damn near jumped off, but the guy made and he made the catch. And I go, hey, great catch. You could see he went right to the back of the head when he was running. And
guy said, Texas says he needs to come out of baldness denial and accept that he has lost his hair. Like
and you know something? I'm glad you said that because look how good Goldie looks. Goldie's one of my best
Goldie's
friends.
Goldie's a rare thing, though. That's rare, man.
Goldie shaved it one day in the middle of our life together in radio. And I go, he goes, well, what do you think? He just came out. Like, what do you, I go, it's going to take a few days, but it looks good on you. I think
Goldie
it's going to work.
Goldie makes it work, though.
Goldie makes it work.
You think you would look good bald?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm guessing no. Your head is, you know.
Big guys can have. Guys,
shape
big guys.
To begin with.
Guys with huge heads can have. I got to tell you.
Goldie makes it work.
I see a lot of guys that have shaved their head and it looks good.
Yeah, but Goldie makes it work. Goldie would look a little strange if you had like the Larry David thing going on. You know, just the hair around the sides or whatever.
Yeah. No, I get it.
And a lot of guys do that. They're you know, holding on for dear life.
Anyway, man, like, it just made it awkward for an hour because this guy was just, you ever play next to somebody in a match and you know they're not crazy about you? And this guy was like, and I go, hey, man, you're still, and I remember the guy because, like, you can't forget that. And he goes, well, you can have fun on the radio with this? And I go, actually, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
And I go, I never said your name. I don't know your name. I don't want to know your name.
That's why you have so many enemies at the tennis court.
But I go, I got to tell you.
Stories on the air.
I got to tell you. Oh, listen, man. I see somebody bitching about a call, and it gets out of control. I call timeout, grumpy old man. You have to leave the courts and go calm down a little bit over a friggin' call on a line.
Texter 561, people who wear those things deserve those comments because they are very obvious and look terrible. Just own that you are bald. Another one says, nice catch from Joe Rose. Should be a compliment. Tell that dude to grow a pair. Another guy says, Joe's head would look like a beach ball.
I can put stripes in it to look like. Hey.
But don't they have things you can do now? Like, don't they have pills and stuff? Like, you can grow your own hair back.
There's a lot of older men that still like to
if it was
put
me
that thing on top of your head.
If it was me personally and I started losing my hair, I would try to find some sort of route to regrow it.
I have seen the guy on the court.
I couldn't do the ball.
So the guy plays a lot. He still moves pretty well for his age, whatever his age is. And I always noticed, and he, you know, he's never, there's a zillion courts at where I play at Veltri. It's like 25 or 30 courts out there. So I've seen the guy before, and I go, damn, he's still wearing it. I mean, my thought is, I'll go, damn, he's still wearing that thing. And I go, he must have done something, though, to know that thing's going to stay on. So
well,
he's sticking
it
with
on?
It. I don't know.
They super glue it?
Well, you think I'm asking him that he had to do something so that front part
must
of that thing.
It's expensive to get one of those, right?
Well,
they use, human hair?
Well, I know about coloring, but I don't know about the other stuff, man.
Joe, you're not wrong. This guy's insecure. This is coming from a complete bald person. You know, so I love the nice catch comment.
I just thought, like, even to think of that, I was just warming up and I went, whoa, nice catch.
But I get it with that guy. Like, I'd be devastated if I lost all my hair and I had to do something like that. That'd be crushing. You're lucky you're old and you have your hair.
And by the way, I told the guy because he made a comment like, oh, is this going to be your topic? You're going to be talking about me. And I go, no, but I don't know your name, so it doesn't matter.
You will be brought up.
But I got to tell you, it was very funny. And then he I saw him pull that little bitch move where you walk off the court. And then he calls his buddy to bring his stuff to him. the guy he's playing with. And really? I go, I guess he didn't take it real well, huh? He goes, yeah, he said he's a little sensitive about it.
You know, they could film a reality show at your tennis courts.
That's mostly the women. The women get after it pretty good.
I don't know, man. It sounds like the men get after it as well here. But
anyway, man, I don't know why I had to bring it up, but like when you act like that and you couldn't laugh at yourself a little bit. Anyway, we've got
Guy says he wants to grab a few beers and sit and wait for that to happen.
Oh, I got to tell you, it doesn't happen very often. But yeah. When I do see a guy in that toupee looks a little off the side or he didn't put a lot of time in it before he came to the courts, and you're going, how stable is this bad boy? How stable is it when that wind's blowing a little bit out there at the courts?
I can't wait till the summer rolls back around and you're bleeding dye down your face because it's so hot out.
Hey, I'm one.
You're
let
a jerk, man. I don't know why you do this to these people. You're a jerk.
I just thought what you're laughing at. You got to admit,
it's of course it's funny, but like
great catch.
It's funny. Fine.
And I said it loud enough. I went, "Hey, great catch!"
But I feel bad for the guy because he's got to go home. And he's like, "That son of a bitch." He knows, like,
guy got it over his head.
He's probably trying so hard to keep his secret hidden from you, and then you're like,
"Listen, man,
you out him in front of everyone." Like,
99% of the time, when somebody's got one of those bad boys on, you know it. You know it.
Guy says, I'm a physical therapist. When I had a patient on the mat doing exercises, the pillow behind his head actually shifted the piece forward. I never saw that before.
Hey.
This guy says, my friend had a hair transplant in Colombia. Took 2 sessions, 2 months apart, $5,000. He looks great. Can't tell.
Oh, see, I like that. No, by the way, they're doing
another country. Are they not?
No, that's different though. But some of that work they're doing right now is fantastic.
They've made advances.
Yeah, they've come a long way.
Maybe the guy doesn't want to go overseas to get a transplant.
I don't know.
That sounds like quite a procedure, to be honest.
Can we just stop? I want to move on. I just wanted to bring up the story because I'd said it before, and I actually played next to him, and he's still salty about it months and months later. And I go, you're not still salty about that. I just called him out since we're going to be next to each other. And sometimes, you know, you're on break at the same time between games.
Well, that's the interaction with you that he will always remember.
And I go, so you're still salty? He goes, yeah, I didn't think it was funny.
Oh, 305's ripping you. Joe, it shows you're very passive aggressive. It shows your own insecurities to talk about it to him.
And I didn't know that, but thank you. I'll consider that next time.
One of these days, it's all going to catch up to you, bro. You're going to be bald. You're going to be overweight. All this. You're going to go to the airport. You're going to be bald, and you're going to be like, sir, you're going to need 2 seats. And it's all going to come back and haunt you.
You know what?
One of these days.
I'm going to be bald one day, but I'm going to try not to be a 2-seater, okay? Just since we're throwing that out there. I'm not going to try to be that guy. Can I go ahead and...
Sir, you're spilling into the middle seat here.
The extra large belt, please. That one won't work.
We're going to need a rope to tie you down to this seat, sir.
That's real funny. Now you're getting after me. Hey, we got this Dolphins news I was going to get to here. Dolphins.
Want to hear about this. The
Miami Dolphins got a senior passing game coordinator, and we already had a guy that had a pass game coordinator. What the hell are we doing? What's going on? We'll tell you more about that coming up here. And Oklahoma City tonight for the Heat without Tyler Hero. Whew. Woody, this thing could...
Somebody just texted me that they're fighting, but I don't really care about this other thing. Somebody just texted me said they're fighting baldness. I don't know if I should say who it is. Trying shampoos and pills. Oh, my goodness. Stem cell therapy, transplants too expensive.
My guys are just all over.
He works here.
I don't know, man. I'm not going to get into
all
this.
I don't want to do it.
Now you want to stir it up with everybody. Now that's what you want to do. I just shared a story with you of something I thought was funny, and the guy, months later, is still salty about what happened. And I was playing next to him, and I was like, the body language was screaming, since I go, hey, guys, how you doing? And one guy goes, oh, good, 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 good. And the other guy just, I go, uh-oh, still salty, huh?
Here you go, Joe.
Still salty, my man.
Texter says anyone's appearance should be off limits. Good luck with that, my friend.
Really?
Joe's big on that. This thing.
Hey, my guys, if I wear something out there that's wild looking or something, they start on me.
Someone said you should have talked to him about your low T.
By the way, I have talked to guys out there. I've had guys go, hey, I've had five or six guys out there going, hey, Joe, can I talk you off the side before we play? And I go, yeah, what's up? I thought you were going to ask me a question about, you know, Tyreek Hill or something. I go, what's up? He'll go, does that Atlantic Men's clinic really work? I only have low T. I don't have ED. And I know you said you had both, right? Right? I go, yeah, I say it every day.
Yeah, has anyone ever snapped back at you with that?
No. I go, it works. Go,
yeah.
Don't tell anybody, though. Just keep it between us, man. Don't worry.
Oh, God.
Hey, I got to tell you about Loctite, man, today. Let's talk about something really good. A company that's really got it together, Loctite Impact. That's what I'm talking about. Hurricane season, you never know, man. Right around the corner, protect your home now with Loctite Impact. Windows, doors, and roofing with South Florida's largest fleet of five-star rated service professionals. Replace your old roof and windows now with zero down and 100% financing. Get Impact Windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. Plus, Loctite Impact's pros will handle all the projects from permit to installation as easy as 1, 2, 3. They do it all for you. This is one of the fastest growing companies we have in West Broward. They cover all of South Florida. They're ready to take good care of you. Don't wait for the next storm. Get going. There's one thing Loctite Impact will tell you. You can protect your home and do it all with Loctite Impact. Just visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. Do it today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get you some weather brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law from youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 74 degrees and clear out there, so perfect weather for you to get back on the tennis courts and
chase a couple of lob shots down. Yeah, when the guy lobs one over your head, get back and run and get that sucker, man. Don't worry. Don't worry about your hat falling off or anything else falling off, man. Just go get to it. Hey, we've got a lot of news here coming in for Canes fans as well as Dolphin fans. And before we get to the draft and all the free agency stuff that's going to be right around the corner here, the Dolphins obviously are very serious about trying to improve this passing game, which overall was not good enough last year. Everybody knows that. Overall, the running game wasn't good enough. Passing game wasn't good enough. We heard way too much about the two deep problem, the two safeties, and couldn't beat it, and this and that, and how to attack it, and all this. So Mike goes out, the Miami Dolphins hire Bobby Slowick, senior passing game coordinator, is his new title. He's offensive coordinator for the Texans the last couple years, and last year C.J. Stroud had a big drop-off in his play, and so they let him go. And Mike and Bobby had been together in San Francisco. Actually, I think they've been together a couple of stops. And so Mike obviously feels comfortable and has added him to the passing game and to help with the passing game as Mike. First of all, I think this means Mike's going to be overseeing everything a little bit more, number one. And number two, more time spent to trying to improve the passing game with the amount of money and everything that you've spent to have the best passing game. It can't afford to be where it was last year. And there's a lot of different parts to it. We know that, and quarterback and backup quarterback and offensive line and all that stuff. But here's the one that got me. So, you know, I look at titles, of course, passing senior passing game coordinator. Well, Daryl Bevel is the quarterback coach / pass game coordinator. So this can be an interesting one. Of course, Bevel interviewed for the offensive coordinator job with the Raiders. Not sure what happened there. A lot of people thought he was going to take it, and with his relationship with Pete Carroll, and they'd been together. So anyway, going to be interesting. And listen, I'll say once again, there's no budget or limit when you need coaches. The Dolphins sign off on everything, and I've said this, is about as many coaches on a coaching staff as I can remember. They got a lot of them. And so going to be more put on, you know, the passing game. And one way I know they can all fix that, by the way, I'm going to go back to this until we have the draft, is draft for your offensive line. It's amazing how much better everything's going to be once you improve your offensive line. I think you're going to find a lot of things. Matter of fact, you can ask UM about that offensively. With that big offensive line, that talented offensive line they've had, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's been good.
That guy might be the first overall pick.
It's ambush time here, man.
Oh, God, what
I'm
happened?
Very sorry to do. So this guy called. And he's yelling at me
I know.
At me.
No.
And I said, listen, I will find Joe for you. Just give me a second.
You want to do it off the air? You want to do it on break? Or you want to do it now?
No. We're going to ambush both of you.
Well, you're not ambushing
here,
me. I don't think I did anything wrong. I don't think my comment about nice catch.
Oh, we're doing this right now, Joe. Hey, this is Ron from Court 3. You know,
I don't even know your name, Ron from Court. When I see you out there, I'm going to call you Ron from Court 3. Hi, Ron, Court 3.
All right, listen, drop shot Joe. All right, just because you got that little baseline game and you have those drop shots that I got to come in furiously trying to attack.
Don't worry, I'd never play with you.
Well, listen, we had that nice conversation about Atlantic Men's Clinic, and I thought we were on the same page here. Like, literally, okay? We talked about our sexual health. I thought we were on the same page, and then now that little comment about, you know, I always admired, the one thing I admired about you, Joe, all these years, was that jet black hair that you had. And then I come to find out that was enhanced somehow. Okay,
I use black polish. By the way, if you've heard me, I joke about the fact that I do have all my hair, yeah. But I've been known to polish it from time to time.
I get it. You joke a lot, and I get it. We're on the court.
Why do you get so upset?
Well, because this is why, Joe. You know, you talked about the women. You know how the women go at it. Well, one of those women on court one, okay, over next to us, that was my ex-wife. Okay. We were married at the time, and I when we were talking about our sexual health and all that, and I really admired your jet black hair, I decided to do something about my look. And yeah, I went over to Colombia. Okay, so what? I did the transplant. I was halfway done, Joe. I was halfway done. You know, I was coming back as a man. I was feeling more manly than ever. And I play the power game. You say you don't play. Yeah, I've played you a few times, Joe. I know you're little. You play more like the women's game, you know, staying
back. I hear that all the time. That doesn't bother me. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, that little comment about my hair,
flipped up. Everybody's laughing. It's a good, it's like, just have some fun with it. I didn't mean, I apologize. Come on.
Joe, I told you, okay, it was my ex-wife, because I went over to Colombia and I had a friend over there, a lady friend, and she's the one that put me on to the surgeon, and he did a masterful job, but it's a two-part thing. I had to go back for more, but after your little comment, you know, you don't understand the gravity of some things that you say on the court. When we're on the court, we're competitive. I'm a competitor, but you know, my sexual health was... You did a lot for me with our conversations about sexual
health. Atlantic Men's Clinic, if you're going there and you're part of the Atlantic Men's Clinic team now, that's great, man. That's great news. You know, we all agree on something. But you can't wear a toupee and get all upset with that toupee. That thing was off the side of the head, and everybody was laughing, man. The wind's blowing, that thing's popping up in the back, and you actually made a great catch on it.
Joe, you know, that's... That's terrible.
See, you got to laugh. You made a nice catch. Hey, nice catch.
Well, I got good coordination, and you've probably seen it on the court before. Yeah. But you got to – I didn't even go back for the second part of the transplant, and now I'm going
to
be –
Are you getting ready to cry? Jeez. You got all emotional. What the hell's wrong with you?
I'm going to be stuck with this half-and-half thing, you know, Joe. Now I'm going to – You know, I
think the toupee, by the way, if you're asking me, get away from the toupee, if you don't mind. Get away from the toupee.
You embarrassed me at this.
I didn't embarrass you. You don't think people, I mean, it wasn't the best looking toupee to start with. I mean, if we're to be honest, probably a good idea for you to just put that thing in the garbage, man, and move on.
You know, your comments are very hurtful. I'm a very hurtful man. I still have a little bit of pride, Joe, and I tell you, you know.
Well, I'm sorry about the wife, but that ex-wife of yours, she would have been laughing her ass off if she'd have seen that thing pop up.
I was on the rebound, Joe, and you found a way to kick me when I was down, man.
All right.
I thought we were there, man. We talked low T. You know,
that doesn't mean just because you asked me about a product and I said, yeah, low T and ED, man. You know, everybody gets it, and you got rid of it, and it's great. But whatever's going on with you and your ex-wife, that's none of my business, man.
Your ED situation really touched my heart.
That was a shot. See, now you're trying to take a shot at me. ED, ED does not bother me.
It's all fair, you know, in baseline tennis. Everything's
fair,
okay?
Yeah, I know. Hey, well, listen, what is it, Ron 3? Is that your name again, Ron 3? Ron Court 3. Ron Court 3. Hey, Ron, I got to let you run, man.
Because, you know who I am, Joe.
Yeah, I know who you are. Of course I do. I recognize that thing on your head anywhere. All right, man, you take care of yourself, Ron Court 3.
Oh, hey, thanks a lot, Joe.
All right, yeah, you take care, too. My God. Now all of a sudden, after being salty, he tries to come back and be a nice guy. Oh, man. All right.
You happy?
I was on a roll here, man. Am I happy? Yes. I'm in a really good mood. Thank you today, actually. Hey, we do have a lot of stuff. We didn't get to University of Miami news. I don't want to talk about that, man. I just told you what happened. Right? And it's obvious that
they need to film a show out at your tennis courts, man. My wife watches this junk at night with all these women that fight. They're like the real estate women. And then they all go to parties and they drink and they fight with each other.
My guys,
you guys need to do that out on the tennis court. Just bring some cameras out there.
My guys
mic you guys up.
That I play head games because I don't sit down between games, and they think I try to speed them up.
I played against you once. It was a very unpleasant experience. I'll be honest.
All right. Well, don't play.
You play like a hustler, too. I mean, you're always hitting the ball against those tape lines that are on the court. The ball takes weird bounces.
Do you mind speaking of, since what is it, Ron from Court 3 was talking about Atlantic Men's Clinic in ED and Low Time. Might as well tell you about it. Yeah. Hey, Ron on Court 3, if you didn't go and you were joking, Atlantic Men's Clinic would love to see you down there. Man, we even tried to get you a little discount there so you don't have that thing flying off your head. And you can start getting your energy back and no problems. Maybe the X will come back to you because you're going to knock out ED and feel better and be able to get to some of those shots you're just coming up short on because you have low T. Well, listen, if you're going through any of this stuff right now and your energy level's not where it needs to be, you're struggling in the bedroom as well, like Ron on Court 3, listen, Ron, on Court 3, just like a lot of us, it's going to happen sooner or later to everybody. It happened to you. I got a feeling it happened to you a long time ago. But you're doing something about it, and that's great, man. I'm glad you came up to me and I could help you. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T, the PSA test, and everything else, man. You get your results. They'll sit down, put you on a program that is absolutely going to work for you, and I mean work quickly. They have 6 locations in South Florida to serve you, Ron, so you don't have to worry about that. It'll be one close to you, and you won't have to be embarrassed. Call them today, 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us today?
I don't know how we bounce back after that altercation, but we'll try, Joe.
We got things a lot more important than
not
that.
Not really.
No, we
not
really,
really
do. Yeah, we have.
That was of the utmost importance.
I've been teasing Damian Lewis getting that job on the defensive line for University of Miami coming
you
back.
You did.
I think he knows a thing or two about being a defensive tackle.
The hair altercation, though, still stealing the headlines this morning. All right. Anyway, Kevin Durant yesterday became the 8th player in NBA history to score 30,000 points. Came in a 119-112 loss to the Memphis Grizzlies. I will tell you, Joe, he may very well be, and I'm going to name you the guys that are in that club here, he may very well be the best offensive player of all time. So he joins LeBron, Kareem, Karl Malone, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, Dirk Nowitzki, and Wilt Chamberlain in the 30,000-point club.
Yeah, that's a great club.
Now, I don't know if you can count this, but Dr. J has that hit that mark as well when you combine his NBA and ABA points.
Right.
So that's a technicality there.
Well, don't worry. That ABA, they average about 180 points a game, it seemed like, growing up with that sport.
But I'll tell you what, man. If we were doing a little pickup game or a three-on-three or something, I'd take Kevin Durant offensively probably over all those guys.
Whether you like that guy or not, and he is not exactly
a winner?
No, media-friendly these days. Okay. He's a little salty with everybody.
He's kind of not really much of a winner, but except when he paired up with the Warriors and made a super team.
He's a hell of a player.
Fantastic player.
Okay.
Very good offensively. His team stinks, but
we can get on him that he only won one championship with Golden State.
It's just a fact that needs to be mentioned. Something he doesn't have in common with the other names that I mentioned there, but
what's that?
That he needed to pair up with a super team to win a championship.
What did LeBron do?
LeBron's won it on his own.
Yeah, but to get it
started.
He didn't
have any help in Cleveland.
Wasn't bad here.
A little help here. I just happen to like LeBron more, so
can't
he gets a little more
yourself,
of the benefit
man.
Of the doubt. Anyway, right. Let's go to golf here, Joe. And PGA Tour, they had that that Waste Management Phoenix Open deal. The PGA Tour outdrew LIV Golf by 50 times. The PGA Tour averaged 2.87 million viewers for its final round, while LIV Golf averaged just 52,000.
I think LIV Golf's on CW, right? Is that what it's on?
I think this one was on Fox Sports. So FS1, the 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. window had 54,000 viewers. This is from the third round on Saturday. The noon to 3 p.m. window on Fox Sports 2, which apparently is a thing, 31,000 viewers.
Don't worry, my man. It looks like the Saudis are getting ready to take care of those guys on the PGA Tour. They're going to be getting something done.
I don't know what's going on with either one.
They're
going
to get it all worked out. It's all owned by the same people. They'll get it all worked out here.
Playing the Masters at some point, right?
Everybody that's good is going to get to play. We won't have to worry about getting banned and not being able to play. And yes.
Such a shame that the only relevant golfer still to this day is Tiger Woods. His son may be more relevant than anyone else on the tour.
That's not true. But
it is true.
That's not true, but whatever you want to say. Nobody's as popular as Tiger. I agree, but
you make the argument that Charlie Woods is more popular than any of the other stiffs that are on the tour right now.
Scottie Scheffler's pretty damn good. Like doing Tiger.
Yeah, but who would you rather
things.
See make a run in the Masters? Tiger's kid or that guy?
What?
Well, that's easy.
Will you stop with Tiger's kid?
I don't even know if he's good, but
he is good, but we'll leave him alone.
All right.
All right, you don't like it. It's boring. I know. It's too boring and white for you. All you do is rip it. You rip it all the time.
Here's a rip job, Joe. I was curious your thoughts on this. So the Mavericks, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. The Mavericks actually had fans ejected from the game that we were dogging the GM. One of them got on the screen, and you could read his lips. There was a little F-bomb in there. It had to do with the GM. And
what do you think was going to happen when they did this?
But do
of
you
course.
Believe that fans should be allowed to voice their opinions at games, considering they're paying for tickets?
The amount of money everybody's paying for tickets right now, I can tell you whether they do or they don't. They're paying that money. They feel they can say whatever they want.
I do agree that there should be limitations, but, come on. You want to boo the GM or whatever. This is like the thing with the Knicks. Remember people would jab at Dolan?
Yeah.
And then they'd get thrown out. They get who's it? Charles Oakley got like
Charles Oakley
for life or something.
Yeah. He went after him. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of the other end of that trade here, Luka Doncic, Joe, they say his debut Laker jersey could be worth up to $1 million. Now, the issue is they're not sure where the jersey is. They said that it's very possible that he could have changed jerseys at halftime, so there could be two of them. He also, after the game, did a jersey swap with Puka Nacua. So it's possible that Puka Nacua has the $1 million Luka jersey.
He'll keep it, though.
You don't think he sells it?
No, he's going to keep that. He's fine. He's in for a big contract coming up here. He'll be fine.
And our final story here, Joe, we could not get through the Super Bowl without Pat Mahomes' dad getting into another altercation here.
Oh, boy. What happened with dad? What happened?
It's in front of one of those daiquiri bars on Bourbon Street, right? And if you've ever been down Bourbon Street, been to those daiquiri bars, that cheap, sugary liquor just does not.
It hits you quickly.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah.
It's rough.
You ever thrown up there?
I don't.
Oh, I got sick as a dog.
I did get really sick when I was in New Orleans, actually. I think it was more food-related than drink-related.
A night or two before the Sugar Bowl, I got just, it just hit me.
Yeah.
Spins, and then it just started. One thing great, you could just throw up there, and it's fine. But in the streets.
I don't think that's true. But
no, you can just throw up, and the guy goes, the police officer goes, you okay? No, man. These things,
That is not legal advice, by the way.
Right.
So just so anyone knows. Anyway, Pat Mahomes Sr. and John Rocker. Remember John Rocker?
Of course.
John Rocker looked quite large in the video, by the way. Like, either he was working out or something else. Anyway.
You're saying he was, overweight or real muscular?
No, he was looking in good shape. He was looking big. Like Vic.
You're saying steroids?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. But he was looking like he was been
but
working
Vic didn't
out.
Do steroids. He just was.
He's natural, yeah.
Naturally big.
Anyway, so there's a video of the two of them outside of a daiquiri bar. They're screaming at each other. One guy's holding Pat Mahomes Sr. back. Rocker is like, you know, egging him on. And
oh, so, that's a bad combination. Dad drinking and that temper of Rocker, that's just not good.
Rocker commented on the video saying, this bleeping loser can't take a damn joke. Wish I laid him out right there and ruined his BS weekend even more.
I thought Rocker changed. Oh.
Now, they are, I don't know if this is true or not, but apparently people are saying this was staged so that the two of them could have a celebrity boxing match. I don't know.
That's not good. That's not a good idea either.
But Pat Mahomes Sr., this guy, like when Super Bowl week rolls around, it's like this guy's got to be in the news one way or another.
You know what?
He did it prior.
His son
right?
just had a real bad Super Bowl experience with that ass whooping. Why are you?
You think Pat calls the family and he's like, guys, just give me a week.
I don't know. You know what?
Can you guys it not get arrested or get in fights
he
or
goes,
anything for like a
Dad,
week?
Dad and my brother want to see you guys. We need to talk.
Brother, maybe they don't assault anyone this week. Like, just let's,
can you stop
you know.
Using my name? Can you stop getting in trouble, please? And when you do get in trouble, please don't use my name. Both of you are guilty of trying to use the Mahomes card to get out of trouble. Stop it.
Yeah, we played that video. And I'm Pat Mahomes. See, I'm the Pat Mahomes dad.
Yeah. And he'd really like to see me at the big game.
Yeah.
Can you not put me in jail, please?
The brother throws around the name to get into all you know bars and clubs all around town. And then he assaults people while he's there.
Yeah, I know. All right. Well, listen.
What a nice family.
It's just,
They should lay low. They should give him a week to grieve.
I'll tell you what,
that
man.
Super
that Super Bowl. Well, I'll tell you what, man. They went after a lot of people. Announcers, celebrities. Nobody was safe. Boy, that was rough, man. That was rough for everybody. Too many people had too much time, and that game got bad. Apparently, you start picking on other things instead of just how that game was just horrible watching Kansas City get blown out. Tell you what's great, South Florida Chevy dealers, great every day, man. The all-new Equinox, woo, man, is it nice. The convenient driver tech that it has, dynamic eye-catching exterior. You got an SUV loaded with smart style and practical dependability, and it's not the only SUV. The 2025 Traverse is really hard to beat. That new look it has. Saw it on the showroom. It was loaded. And sat, and it was fun. I had my wife, and I go sit in the back seat, fill this one. She goes, oh, my God, this thing's roomy, huh? I go, yeah, spacious, comfortable. It's got plenty of seating for everybody to be comfortable, plenty of room for everyone's cargo. Its turbocharged 2.5-liter engine also gets better performance. Well, I'll tell you, you can just go on and on. And then right over to Silverado trucks. You always close with a Silverado truck. Strong, durable Silverado trucks, man. Any kind of truck you need. And by the way, with four strong options for an engine, you get exactly what you need when it comes to power and durability from a Silverado truck. It's hardest work in bed in the business. Boy, helps you conquer your toughest jobs you might have ahead. Whether you work 5, 6, or 7 days a week, that's how you make a living. Silverado Truck says, let's do it together. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.